You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. Very, very big show we have for you today. Ivory Hecker will be joining us, the latest Project Veritas whistleblower, former reporter at Fox 26 in Houston. Very excited to speak to her at about 9:30. Then at 10 a.m. I'll be welcoming Joe Kent, the congressional candidate for Washington State. Very, very excited to talk to him, too. So two huge guests, which is fantastic, but it also means that the insane amount of news that I have will have to be jam-packed in the first few segments of this episode. So it's going to be a big day, a lot of news. It's going to be jam-packed, that is for darn sure. But first, let's begin with this Reese report. Globalist revolution. Here it is.
When foreign interests blatantly steal a U.S. election and seize control of the executive branch, they have no choice but to attack the nation on all fronts. And they are. While law-abiding citizens organize for the next election, the new Democrat Party is waging their own modern-day version of a communist revolution. And that means eliminating the opposition. The mainstream media is no longer effective. The masses are beginning to awaken from the brainwashed trance. And those that aren't are risking their lives with the dangerous experimental jab. Next comes starvation. Known as the Holodomor, which means to kill by starvation, the Soviet communists destroyed the Ukrainian independence movement by starving millions to death. The party declared that food is a weapon, then took control of the people's food, restricted their movement, and refused them aid, killing millions in less than 2 years. We can see this in play again today under the guise of environmentalism. Right after they stole the election, the Colonial Pipeline and JBS Meat was attacked by hackers, raising gas prices and wiping out nearly 20% of America's beef production. And you can expect the airlines to be attacked next, just like in India. California is now being subjected to a man-made water shortage. In only 2 weeks' time, 90% of their fresh water was dumped into the ocean. The reason? To potentially save 1,000 salmon a year. Depleting their once ample reserves, residents are now being warned that they will soon be limited to only 7 gallons a day. And behind the scenes, the Fed is printing money at breakneck speed, pushing the U.S. economy into unsustainable levels of overinflation. They have waged war against the citizens of this country. And if you dare suggest we fight back, the media will label you a traitor. And now they are poised to openly arrest and eliminate all American patriots. The enemy-occupied White House has unveiled a de facto plan to aggressively go after what they call domestic terrorism. And that means any patriotic American who still defends the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. And they want the brainwashed masses to turn us in like criminals. A recent bombshell report has revealed how federal agents were responsible for staging the so-called insurrection on the U.S. Capitol, setting up patriots like they've been doing for decades. The unlawful U.S. government is already holding hundreds of political prisoners in solitary confinement, like terrorists, for doing nothing more than exercising their First Amendment rights. They know that there will no longer be any fair elections in this country. And so their only option is total annihilation. Liberty or death, this is where we are today. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There it is, folks. The latest from Greg Reese in the Reese Report. Globalist Revolution, that's the latest special report. Infowars.com, band.video. Share that link. Share this link, too, while you're at it.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. This is the 18th of June. It's a Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Very big show we have for you today. Some fantastic guests coming up, and I'm very excited to talk to. And more news than we'll be able to get to today, I guarantee you that. But we'll do our best to get to all of it. You know, every day in the info war is another barrage of nonsense from the mainstream media and the leftist agitators attempting to destroy any semblance of freedom. It's never a shortage of stories on this program, but today is especially jam-packed. So why don't I stop rambling about it and get right down to it? Let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 18th of June, 2021. Portland Police Riot Squad resigns following indictment of officer. The Rapid Response Team, a unit within the Portland Police Department, voted unanimously to resign Wednesday during a meeting with the police union. This follows the criminal indictment of an officer for assault stemming from a riot in August 2020, sources within the police bureau told the Post-Millennial. Officer Corey Budworth was on the Rapid Response Team, a group of police officers that volunteer for the post and are deployed to respond to riots, civil unrest, and demonstrations in Portland. Budworth was indicted and charged with one count of fourth-degree assault, a misdemeanor, by Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt's office on Tuesday. On the night of August 18, 2020, Antifa militants threw a Molotov cocktail into the county sheriff's department headquarters as the rapid response team struggled to contain the riot. Budworth is accused of hitting an activist and photographer and rioter, Terry Jacobs, with a baton. Videos posted to social media show Budworth hitting Jacobs in the head from behind, then again as she falls to the ground, OBP reports. Video of the incident circulated on social media. Now, of course, I really can't blame these people. After all, for the last year, they've been on nearly nightly duty coming out and dealing with protesters and violent demonstrators attempting to set fire to federal buildings and cause all sorts of mischief. They go out there risking their health and lives in some cases to contain the riotous mobs, and then the arrests that they make are not even persecuted, not even prosecuted. They are dropped as soon as they arrive, you know, on the docket, and their bail is paid by billionaires and funds that are set up, and then the next night they're out again, and the rapid response team yet again is deployed for yet another dangerous mission that will yet again come to nothing because the people are released by the activists in charge. So it's truly incredible. Now, the police union wrote a statement describing Jacobs as a criminal rioter. This is the woman who posed as a member of the press in order to, riot unabated. Unfortunately, they say this decorated public servant has been caught in the crossfire of agenda-driven city leaders and a politicized criminal justice system. That is in a letter from the police union. And so they are standing up against this. It's really amazing. You have rioters attempting to burn down buildings, throwing Molotov cocktails, and the only person that is actually prosecuted from this are the police officers attempting to stop them. So now Portland is without a riot squad. So Antifa, hey, have at it. You get what you deserve, Portland. U.S. Supreme Court rules for Nestle and Cargill over a slavery lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday threw out a lawsuit accusing Cargill Inc. and Nestle S.A., subsidiary of knowingly helping perpetuate slavery at Ivory Coast coca farms, but sidestepped a broader ruling on permissibility of suits accusing American companies of human rights violations abroad. The 8-1 ruling authored by Justice Clarence Thomas reversed a lower court decision that had allowed the lawsuit brought on behalf of former child slaves from Mali who worked at the farms filed against the company in 2005 to proceed. So, yes, folks, on the same day that Juneteenth is signed into law, a celebration of the overthrow of slavery in this country, slavery in other countries by American corporations will go on unabated, unmolested, uncontrolled. Truly incredible. A George Floyd statue has been unveiled outside the City Hall in Newark. City of Newark is paying tribute to George Floyd with a new statue in front of City Hall. Just in case you thought tearing down statues of Columbus and Lincoln and Andrew Jackson was where they'd stop. No, now they're replacing statues of great men, founders of our country, thought leaders, and true geniuses who have altered the course of history for the better. Now they get torn down. Now we're putting up statues of lifelong criminals. Strangely enough, the statue not holding a gun to a pregnant woman's belly. So I'm not sure how accurate it is, although, I don't know, maybe George Floyd was a Nephilim. Maybe he was 8-9 feet tall, and that statue is to scale. We're not sure. Nothing about this makes any sense whatsoever, but these are the types of people we honor in America now. Mind-blowing. Well, as you know, the BlackRock scandal, where it's been revealed that BlackRock for years has been purchasing entire neighborhoods of houses in order to box out the people, you know, regular families, Americans, hardworking individuals wanting to buy a house. No, you'll be outbid by 20 to 50% with BlackRock's endless, bottomless funds, and then it'll be rented back to you. A lot of backlash to this. Now, Bloomberg is getting in the fight, saying America should become a nation of renters. In other words, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. BlackRock, they'll still own things. Bloomberg, he's still a multi-billionaire. You, however, well, you'll own nothing. We can get it more into that a little bit later, but yeah, when they say things like you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, that's not a request. They're telling you what they're going to force you into. You slave, you serf, you peasant, they're the nobility. They will own everything, and they're letting you know. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. Because, meanwhile, I'm being hopped up on crazy pills to make me happy in a place when I certainly shouldn't be. The U.S. couple who pointed guns at Black Lives Matter protesters plead guilty. Mark and Patricia McCloskey agreed to give up their guns used in the 28th of June confrontation in St. Louis, Missouri. A U.S. couple who were filmed outside their mansion waving guns at social justice protesters last summer pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Just they honestly cannot frame anything honestly, can they? Is this what you're seeing? Are you seeing people waving guns at social media like just people out there like, we want equality, and they're just like, we're gonna kill you. It's like, no, these are Americans who protected their property against a mob of riotous agitators that had already broken down a gate and were attempting to get onto their property. Of course, part of this guilty plea means that they're giving up their guns, so I guess they have no protection now against the people who, ever since that occurred, I've been sending them death threats and all sorts of things. But the charges are misdemeanors, and the personal injury lawyers, apparently they can keep their own firearms. Okay, that may have been a little misinformation I'd been reading earlier. I heard they had to give up their guns, but I suppose they are able to keep their guns since they... Okay, yeah, the Post-Dispatch says they did relinquish their guns. But regardless, this is yet another case where you have an angry mob attempting to do violence. They're prevented by the lawful use of firearms for self-protection and personal defense. And the only people charged in this event are the proud Americans expressing their Second Amendment rights. Truly incredible. This story from Politico sort of had to blink. It's like, wait, is this a real story right here? House repeals 2002 Iraq War authorization. What? Really? Is this not a story from 2004? No, that's right. No, we've been at war since 2002 in that country, and it has only now just been repealed, the authorization for that war. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will also put an authorization to a vote this year, and President Joe Biden supports its repeal. Representative Barbara Lee said the 20-year-old war authorization bears no correlation to the threats we face today. The House voted to repeal the 2003 authorization for the use of force, military force in Iraq on Thursday, a rare and historic effort by lawmakers to rein in presidential war powers. Yes, they're very, very interested in reining in those presidential war powers and then turning them on the American people. Perhaps we will see a authorization for war against, you know, white Americans sometime soon. That's such good news. Good news, we're no longer involved in a quagmire in the Middle East. Meanwhile, will we see these same troops deployed on American streets? Will they be knocking on your door sometime soon? Find out when we get back from this commercial break.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the sea alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic
septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, it's American Journal. Hey, by the way, I have started an American Journal meme Instagram account. If you're interested in the hottest and spiciest memes on the market, head on over to American Journal Memes on Instagram, and I'll start posting memes on there all the time. They won't necessarily be ones that I've created, but, you know, you see a great meme on Twitter, put it over on Instagram, and you can follow me there at American Journal Memes. I think that's what it is. Oh, I think the username is American Meme Journal. Yeah, there it is right there. Look at that. Some hot and spicy memes right off the bat, and I'll be trying to keep up with those on a daily basis at the very least. Now, let's get back into this Daily Dispatch. We try to charge our way through this quagmire of nonsense and insanity, although we do have a little bright spot here as we return to the Daily Dispatch. Supreme Court unanimously sides with Catholic adoption agency that turned away same-sex couples. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Thursday that the city of Philadelphia ran afoul of religious protections when it cut ties with a Catholic adoption agency over its refusal to place foster children with same-sex couples. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for six members of the court, said that Philadelphia violated the First Amendment's free exercise clause by rebuffing the Catholic Social Services Agency. CSS, the Catholic Social Services, seeks only an accommodation that would allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with its religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on anybody else, Roberts wrote. The refusal of Philadelphia to contract with CSS for the provision of foster care services unless it agrees to certify same-sex couples as foster parents cannot survive strict scrutiny and violates the First Amendment. Hey, look at that. There is a semblance, a modicum of common sense left in the Supreme Court, and that is good to hear that this Catholic adoption agency will once again be able to place children with loving parents. It's truly incredible the amount of damage that leftists will cause in pursuit of their ideological goals. They want same-sex marriage to be treated as, you know, exactly the same, equivalent, and just as beneficial as opposite-sex marriages. And if that means a couple foster children have to, you know, continue to be alone and in foster care and in orphanages so they can have that happen, well, that's just what they'll do. You have to suffer for their ideology. Rather, they'd rather do that than just let Catholics, you know, operate with their faith. So good on the Supreme Court. There you go. Well done. California hydroelectric plant expected to shut down for the first time in 50 years. A crucial hydroelectric plant in California is expected to shut down for the first time in 50 years as water levels in the area continue to decrease. Officials on Thursday said the ongoing drought in the western U.S. as well as high temperatures have severely depleted the water levels at Edward Hyatt Power Plant in Lake Oroville, California. CNN reported the water levels are hovering around 700 feet above sea level. Power plant was first opened in 1967. If the level continues to drop at its current rate, the plant will have to shut down in about 2 to 3 months, a time frame that coincides with the peak of wildfire season, CNN noted. So California just continues to collapse into chaos as the smart people flee and unfortunately come to Texas. Get out of here, you socialist. Joe Biden signs Juneteenth bill, creating a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. This has been a very hot topic of disagreement between lefts and rights and even amongst the Republicans on how to treat this. I have my own rather unique take on this particular holiday that we'll get into in the very next segment. But just know whether this is a celebration of freedom and the American way and the end of slavery worldwide, or whether this is yet another critical race theory holiday to shame and bully white people, well, we'll try to decide that in the next segment. Stay tuned, folks. Chicago mayor declares racism a public health crisis. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot declared racism a public health emergency on Thursday, pointing to systemic racism as a leading factor in life expectancy discrepancies across the city. Joined by the Chicago Department of Public Health, Lightfoot said there is a 9.2-year life expectancy gap between black and non-black Chicagoans. Now, you can look into this. You can try to discover what would be the cause of those differences. Is it health? Is it access to healthy food? Is it the massive and ever-soaring crime rate, violent crime rate, and murder rate amongst the black community of Chicago? But that sounds like a lot of work. So we're just going to call it racism and then throw money at it and see what happens. That's what the Chicago mayor is doing. $10 million of coronavirus relief funds are going towards racism. So there you go. You thought that those funds would actually go towards coronavirus. I think we've had a story every day this week about how the coronavirus relief funds are going towards stuff completely disparate from COVID, but there you go. Disney Plus is hosting an LGBTQ Pride concert aimed at children, starring drag queen Nina West. Disney Plus will host a Pride concert aimed at kids and starring drag queen Nina West with performances of popular Disney songs that will reportedly be reimagined with LGBTQ themes. Hey, that sounds like fun. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll reimagine some Disney songs in the LGBTQ variety. Now, it's a virtual concert. Just quick reminder here, you can say what you want about the mental illness of gender dysphoria or gender dysmorphia and how that's treated and how you should treat somebody who suffers from this condition. But drag queens don't suffer from that condition. Drag queens know they're men. They are men. No qualms about that. They just like wearing a dress for sexual satisfaction. It's a fetish. So Disney Plus is putting on a sexual fetish concert for children. Thank you, progressives. Amazon Studio also getting into the mix, demanding productions include 50% female characters as well as LGBTQ, disabled and underrepresented racial groups. Because we all know there are no good movies that don't qualify for these standards, right? I mean, it's not like there's, it's not like The Godfather or any of the greatest movies of all time would fail to fulfill that. But no, it's not about creating great art. It's about destroying art in the name of progressivism, and Amazon is leading the charge in that regard. Buyers of Hunter Biden's art will remain anonymous, sparking pay-for-play concerns. I don't know if you remember about a week ago when we covered a story of an invisible statue being sold for some ungodly amount of money, and I don't know if you remember my comments on this, but it was one simple phrase, money laundering. Yes, modern art is simply a money laundering machine, and that's on full display there with Hunter Biden, international criminal. Over 300 cases of heart issue after COVID vaccination reported in young people, CDC said. You know, they are talking about this heart inflammation and the problems caused by the vaccine. Now it's becoming apparent they really can't ignore it that much anymore, but they insist on using the word rare in front of all of their reports about this widespread condition. Okay, just say rare, baseless, debunked. These words mean absolutely nothing when you actually look at the data and see that they don't belong. Former Biden advisor says the Delta variant is like COVID on steroids, which makes me think, my God, did they inject steroids into COVID? Stop messing with COVID, you psychopaths. United Airlines union agree against mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for pilots. Meanwhile, four pilots of British Airways have died in a single week after receiving the vaccine shot. Although British Airways insists that there's nothing suspicious and there's no connection between these four healthy pilots who all of a sudden died within a single week immediately following the vaccine rollout. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Shut your eyes and believe, you morons. Get your vaccine, then die.
All that evil men in towers need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio Tris Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. I told you I had a bunch of news today, so we're going to finish up with our Daily Dispatch. I'm going to talk about Juneteenth. I have 21 videos I want to show you. We'll see if we can get to like three or four of them because we got to jam this all in before I welcome our bombshell guests in the second half of this program. But let's get back to the Daily Dispatch now, and then we'll continue into the Juneteenth news. Utah mom blames COVID vaccines after her son and her husband were both hospitalized with blood clots. Quote, there's no other explanation. Utah mom blames COVID vaccines. Rare blood clots. Oh, yes, very rare. Very rare indeed. So rare, they're practically everywhere. Sherry Romney spoke out on Wednesday after her family's health scare after her 17-year-old athlete son Everest was hospitalized with blood clots in April. He began to have severe symptoms 24 hours after the Pfizer vaccine. Claims husband was also hospitalized after receiving the Moderna vaccine. They say health officials say Pfizer and Moderna are not associated with the risk of blood clots. Are they really saying that? Are they really trying to say that the blood clots aren't good? Like, the CDC is holding emergency meetings. People are dying. They're holding autopsies and finding blood clots just, like, jammed into people's lungs and things. It's utterly horrific. But now this is happening. The son Everest is a healthy 6'9" high school basketball player. He got his first Pfizer shot on April 21st and began experiencing severe symptoms less than 24 hours later. Her husband, Preston, suffered clots after getting a Moderna shot, she said. Truly terrifying and horrific what's happening to people who fall for the propaganda and actually take this horrific shot. Scientists convert plastic waste into vanilla flavoring. In the future, your vanilla ice cream may be made from plastic bottles. Scientists have figured out a way to convert plastic waste into vanilla flavoring with genetically engineered bacteria, according to a new study. Vanillin, the compound that carries most of the smell and taste of vanilla, can be extracted naturally from vanilla beans or made synthetically. About 85% of vanillin is currently made from chemicals taken from fossil fuels, according to The Guardian. So on one hand, we are constantly hearing stories about the danger and the rise of forever molecules, or these plastic particles that get into basically every piece of nature and cause change for the worse. And now we're just going full bore. Might as well just start eating the plastic. Go ahead and melt down those plastic bottles, inject them right into your veins, because you're not a human anymore. Company starts shipping its $50,000 mind-reading helmet. California-based startup Kernel is about to start shipping a $50,000 helmet that can analyze neurons being fired in someone's brain to dozens of customers across the U.S., Bloomberg reports. In other words, the helmet can, at least to a small degree, read your mind. The technology behind it may have been around for many years, but so far devices like it have often been seen as big as rooms and cost millions to set up. Kernel is hoping to democratize the technology by miniaturizing it and commercializing it. A smaller device can also open doors for researchers as trial participants are able to move around freely. The Flow Brain interface can record real-time data and establish precise patterns of brain activity using lasers, according to the company's website. All the user has to do is plug it into a computer via the USB-C cable, and then that's it. You're there. You're in the Matrix. Congratulations. Your transformation from human being to automaton is nearly complete. We continue down this road towards the anti-human future that our betters would have us desire. China admits to broken fuel rods at nuclear plant after insisting no leak. The Chinese government announced on Wednesday that five of the fuel rods in the number one reactor at the Taishan nuclear power plant have broken, increasing radiation levels and releasing gases inside the reactor. Beijing insisted the situation allegedly poses no threat to the outside world. Yes, we've all seen a movie about the meltdown in Russia. We know how communism deals with threats to its legitimacy. In other words, communists, it's more important that it's perceived that everything is running well than to actually take the measures to make things run well. Truly incredible. Now, let's talk about Juneteenth, shall we? Because I have, once again, it seems, so often in these little spats, I feel like I am just on an island on my own. You've got half of the country saying this is a wonderful, great thing because we need a holiday to remind white people how evil they are, that slavery was their fault, and we've got a long way to go. I don't know if I've seen a single announcement about Juneteenth that doesn't have some sort of term of the phrase, we've got a long road to go. We've still got a lot of work to do. So it's not really about honoring the sacrifices of the people that freed the slaves or about celebrating the contributions of black Americans to the history of America throughout, you know, the time, the interval between the freeing of the slaves and now. No, it's about using this as yet another tool for critical race theory. Half the people are for this. The other half of the people are treating this like I would probably treat it if I had never heard about Juneteenth. But here's the thing about Juneteenth. It is not a national holiday. It has been a Texas holiday for a very long time. It commemorates the arrival in Galveston of the news that the slaves had been freed. Some people saying, you know, well, if this was really about emancipating the slaves, this should be on Emancipation Day, September 22nd. But the problem is, Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in the midst of the Civil War. It didn't have effect in the Confederate States. It didn't actually free any slaves. They had to win the war first, and it was once they won the war, years later, when the Emancipation Proclamation and the news of the slaves being freed arrived in Texas, which at the time was the farthest flung state in the Union. So Juneteenth was the culmination or the completion of the Emancipation Proclamation as the news of the freeing of the slaves arrived in Texas. Now, if I had never heard about Juneteenth, I would probably be vehemently against it as well, seeing it, as most people on the right do, as a made-up holiday foisted on the American people at this time, in particular to maximize the racial division and to serve as sort of a critical race theory holiday where all of the negative aspects of critical race theory and the anti-white agenda is to be celebrated, and it has nothing American about it. Here's the problem. I always celebrated Juneteenth, and I never felt like it had that much to do with race. Like, it was sort of a black July 4th, right? It was all of the same spirit as July 4th, all the same celebrations, but had sort of an African-American bent, right? I remember in high school. Now, I graduated high school in 2008, barely, right, if you remember my story yesterday. But I did graduate in 2008. So it was before 2008, so it was at least 13, 15 years ago that my friends and I, on June 19th, would go to Miller Outdoor Theater in Herman Park in Houston, Texas. And there would be a New Orleans brass band there playing Zydeco and jazz music. And it would be in the summer, and you'd be wearing your shorts and T-shirt and sweating and dancing and bringing your girlfriends and flinging each other around on the dance floor and eating some watermelon and some fried chicken, some barbecue, hearing some great music, maybe watching some fireworks. But it was a celebration. It was an embracing of freedom, of liberty. And it was a wonderful thing. And I always really enjoyed it. And yet it never had this smog, this overcast of guilt, of hatred, of division, of slavery. So it's almost like I'm thinking of it like, okay, now we're celebrating Christmas, but instead of celebrating, you know, the birth of God on earth as a beautiful little baby and bringing us salvation from above. No, we're going to celebrate Christmas, but all we're going to talk about is all of the babies that King Herod killed. Yes, it's Christmas, but all we talk about is the slaughter of babies in Jerusalem around the turn of the age from B.C. to A.D. It's taking what ostensibly could be a good thing, a great thing, a wonderful uniting thing where we all say, isn't it amazing that slavery was ended by Americans hundreds of years ago, that this pernicious, disgusting, anti-freedom institution that had been going on since the beginning of human history, its thousands of years of slavery and this institution existing and destroying the lives of people for thousands of years, was ended by us. Isn't that incredible? Isn't this a thing of celebration? Shouldn't it be now a time to celebrate and recognize the contributions of Black Americans to America throughout history? How ever since that Emancipation Proclamation, we have done our best to welcome in this population and become one as a single country. But no, it's been taken, it's been turned, it's been perverted and distorted and destroyed. And so it's something that I used to like and enjoy. It was a Texas holiday of celebration and unity and fun. And now it's been turned, once again, like everything the leftists get a hold of, into trash.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here's some of the headlines that I haven't been able to get to yet today from the Daily Wire. Youth protest group inspired by Greta Thunberg disbands, accuses itself of racism. It's just, oh, it's one of those days, folks. It is one of those days. There's a lot of news still to get to, and we'll try to get to all of it in today's program. But I want to take a little trip back in time right now. A little trip into the InfoWars archive, because I think this video that I'm about to show you, I'm just going to show you a small part of it. It's an hour-long interview of a man named Webster Tarpley. And this is an InfoWars special report that was made probably at least 10 years ago. It was during the Obama administration, talking about some of the Obama administration health czars and science czars. And this was actually sent to me, credit where it's due, by a Info Warrior on Twitter who goes by the name of Ticker Candy. Thomas is his name. He sent me this saying, what the heck? Why haven't you guys brought this up, you know, anymore? Well, why don't you talk about this? Because it can be hard to understand for some people how the elite of this world could be anti-human. It makes no sense. You're a human. How are you going to be anti-human? How are these people that are in charge of our science, that are helping us to create vaccines and medical industry, how are you going to say that they're in favor of depopulation? This makes no sense to most people, and we sort of understand it. Years of talking about this and reading their internal papers and understanding their, well, Malthusian mindset. But for a lot of people out there, it's still very mysterious how we could be claiming that these seemingly good people are in favor of depopulation. It makes no sense. And this interview does such a fantastic job of giving the historical context and the philosophical underpinnings that the people in power right now truly believe. So I'm going to play just a small snippet of this, just the first few minutes of this interview that, again, was recorded during the Obama administration. But I encourage everybody to go to band.video. We'll be uploading the full interview later today with Webster Tarpley called Ecoscience White House Czar, John Holdren's Book on Depopulation. So here is just a little primer, a little introduction to the anti-human depopulation mindset of the most powerful people in this country. Very important to understand that this is what underpins so much of the decisions that they are still making to this day. Here is Webster Tarpley, courtesy of Prison Planet and InfoWars some decade ago. The elite's plan for global extermination exposed with Dr. Webster Tarpley. Dr. Webster Tarpley.
Today, I'm pleased to announce members of my science and technology team. Dr. John Holdren has agreed to serve as Assistant to the President for Science and Technology and Director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy.
John P. Holdren is the resident science czar of the Obama White House. He's the head of the White House Council on Science and Technology, key advisor operating out of the new Executive Office Building in Washington, D.C. This man is a Malthusian fanatic. He's a follower of Bentham and Malthus and Darwin. In other words, the main philosophers of the British Empire in the 19th century and the fountainhead of reactionary and anti-human ideology in that time frame. He's a radical environmentalist, an ecological fanatic, a green kook, a wacko, except that it's also very sinister, because the implications of his belief structure and his world outlook are genocide. He is, in particular, an enemy of the traditional American point of view on the world. Holdren polemicizes in his books against people he calls the cornucopians, people who think that the bounty of nature and of production is unlimited. He says that's not true. There are limits to growth, and we have to live within those limits. He polemicizes against growthsmanship, that you can grow your way out of a crisis. According to Holdren, that door has been permanently closed on all of us. And in particular, he says he hates the moonshot mentality of the average American. And that is to say, with the right kind of national mobilization, technology, and political will, you can do just about anything, including putting a man on the moon or putting other people out into space. So Holdren is anti-American in this deep way. He is a pessimist culturally and historically. He calls himself a neo-Malthusianism. Now, the heart of his outlook is what he calls, he says that population is the root of all human problems. In other words, people pollute. Humanity is a cancer on the face of the earth. The one big problem in the ecosystem is the role of humankind. And, of course, in reality, the existing ecosystem could not survive without the constant contributions of human production. It's very easy to show that. Holdren started off in the 1970s with Paul Ehrlich, who was a charlatan and an obscurantist and a crackpot, who wrote the book The Population Bomb. Ehrlich was convinced that world population was growing out of control and that this was going to lead to a breakdown of human civilization sometime in the late 20th century. And it goes together with the campaign of the Limits of Growth, the Club of Rome, Aurelio Piché, and the rest of these people. This is kind of the intellectual milieu that Holdren comes out of. Now, there was no population bomb. It's just not true. It never happened. Population in Europe is falling. If you just look at the self-renewal of these populations. Same thing in Japan, same thing in Russia. They've all got a demographic problem, which has nothing to do with overpopulation. It has to do with shrinking population. China has demographic problems that were caused by going along with this two-child-per-family policy. The U.S. would be experiencing demographic decline if it weren't for the flow of immigrants into the country. So there never was a population bomb. But Holdren does not revise or change his pseudoscientific outlook because of this. Population is the problem. Now, he looks around the world, writing in the early 1970s in one of his textbooks, and he says, some countries have so much population that they ought to be triaged. We should cut them off, give them no more food aid, no more credit, no more help of any kind. Well, what are the countries? He says India is probably on the list. India, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. And Holdren says, cast them into the outer darkness. Then Bangladesh, with a couple of hundred million people. Holdren says, for sure, Bangladesh has got to be triaged. Give them nothing. Now, again, the note of genocide, the idea that whole countries should be consigned to doom puts Holdren in a league which is far beyond Hitler in terms of the number of victims that these policies would result in. He hates science and technology. He wants to limit science and technology. He regards them as a threat to what he thinks of as the social order and also to the crackpot views of charlatans and fakers like himself. He says he wants to create a science court that would decide which inventions could be put into practice and which would have to be banned. This is unbelievable. This would essentially strangle the source of human progress and consign us all into a stagnation and ruin, which would never end. Holdren believes that there's a world optimum population, or carrying capacity. Now, the idea of carrying capacity comes from the writings of a Venetian kook by the name of Gian Maria Ortes, O-R-T-E-S, writing in 1790 or thereabouts. Ortes said that the limit of the world population was 3 billion people, and that if you went beyond that, you'd have famine and starvation and death, and it would always tend back to 3 billion people. Now, Holdren is even worse. He's more genocidal than Gian Maria Ortes. He's more genocidal than Malthus, who followed in the footsteps of Ortes. Holdren says that the optimum world population is 1 billion. Now, let's pause. At the time Holdren wrote that, the world population was already 4 billion. Today, if you say the optimum population is 1 billion...
All right, folks, this video, again, is from over 10 years ago. It's from Infowars.com, but it is more pertinent now than ever before because it really does do a great job of laying down the history and the philosophy that underpins the genocidal, anti-human agenda that we see at play right now with the vaccines and the COVID-19. That video will be uploaded within the hour to band.video under the InfoWars archive section. It's a full hour long. I highly recommend listening to the entire thing. It is incredibly informative and enlightening. Band.video under the InfoWars archive. It's this type of stuff, this type of reporting, this type of information that InfoWars has been bringing you for decades now. And if you want to support us, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com.
All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, relationships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
There you go, folks. That is 1975 footage indicating the CIA has been paying major television networks to broadcast fake news stories in order to manipulate the public. You think things have changed since then? Well, they have. They've gotten more sophisticated. They've gotten more subtle. They've gotten even more entrenched. It's almost impossible to imagine something equivalent to the church hearings happening right now, where the spy masters of this country are forced to come in front of Congress and admit their wrongdoings and then are held to account for them. Of course, the church hearings clearly did not go far enough, as the multi-tentacled beast of surveillance and the deep state spy state apparatus has only grown in the time since then. But perhaps it is time once again for another round of hearings with teeth this time, not just bringing up the FBI and the CIA to blatantly lie to the faces and spin false narratives to Congress and have Republicans wag their finger impotently, but actually holding these people to account. And perhaps the revelation that January 6th may have, in part at least, been a fabrication of the spy state using undercover agents, this being revealed by Tucker Carlson after, of course, a very long time of us saying it here at InfoWars. No, it's finally broken through, and we may yet see some accountability for our spy state. This may be the crack that brings down the dam, as it were. And, of course, we will continue to hammer out this message here at InfoWars, and you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Of course, we have our three brand-new supplements, the multivitamin, the vitamin C with zinc, and the vitamin D3 gummies. These are fantastic, and I've been talking about these quite a bit all week. You can buy them all for 25% off or get them all together for 40% off, plus free shipping and double Patriot points. But don't forget, there are other massive sales going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well. The Survival Shield X3 bombshell supplement, a lot of people's favorites, that's 60% off. And BioTrue Selenium is now 50% off. Or you can get a gift card for Father's Day. It's this Sunday. Don't wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun. So glad that you're here with us today on InfoWars.com or band.video or however you're tuning in. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing this link and for sharing this information, for finding the links yourselves and doing your own research. Thank you for thinking for yourself, which is really the only way that you're here, unless you're one of these vultures, one of these weird shadow lurking snitches that likes to watch us in order to attempt to, frame what we say in some sort of alternative fashion. You know, it's very bizarre, the entire media landscape right now, especially not falling into either category, sort of being in the middle here, because, a lot of people talk about, like, I forget what I was seeing today, but it was some, like, NBC reporter or something talking about, like, how, like, all white people don't understand race and how, you know, no white people could possibly understand what it's like to not be white in America. And it's like, these people, I guess, grew up with no empathy or sympathy or involvement or connection to or interaction with anybody other than their own, you know, ethnic and socioeconomic compatriots. And then they project that on everybody else and then read into that in a way that is completely outrageous. You know, I grew up in Houston. No school I went to was ever anything other than a third white, a third black, a third Hispanic. I grew up in a multicultural world, and it was great. It was fine. It was never a problem for me. It was never an issue. It was never something that had to be forced on anybody. And it's one of the amazing things. Growing up in Houston, in Texas, right, the Deep South, there's always this idea that the South is somehow incredibly racist. I go up to New York and Washington, D.C. and these other places, and you can feel the racism. It's there. It's in the air. It's a frenetic kind of anger and discomfort. It's weird. I'm not used to it. It doesn't exist in Houston. Houston does it the right way. And so, you know, on one side, I really like diversity. Some of my best friends are Middle Easterners. Some of my best friends are Jews. Some of my best friends are, probably the majority of my best friends are at least part Hispanic in some way. It was never something that had to be forced. It was never something that was uncomfortable or anything like that. And yet, it's all been destroyed. Like the world that I grew up in, that I thought was like post-racist. Maybe I was just ignorant when I was young. I was just naive. But that's the world that I grew up in, and it's being torn away. It's being destroyed. And things like Juneteenth are sort of a, you know, sort of emblematic of this. Where growing up, I celebrated Juneteenth like you would celebrate July 4th. Like, there was nothing about it that seemed anti-white. There was nothing about it that seemed like I shouldn't be involved in the celebrations. It was celebrating the end of slavery. I'm supposed to feel guilt about something that we're celebrating the end of? Like, what is this about? Why do you have to take everything that could be good, that could be a thing that you could unite over, and then using it as a wedge to create further division? There are stories now coming out in places like Market Watch. Opinion: for Juneteenth, America needs a new flag that all of us can honor. So it's blatantly anti-American. They're saying that the American flag only stands for white people, I guess, and black people, well, they need a new flag. That's not the American flag. So it's only causing division. The Juneteenth, like, emoji or whatever, the verified, certified tag from Twitter doesn't have red, white, and blue on it. It has the rainbow colors and a black power fist. So it's very strange to me. Like, if you search Juneteenth on InfoWars or on band.video, you find a video from me. The video upload, I believe, is from 2020, but the video I made in, I think, 2018. Before anybody else knew what Juneteenth was, I made this video to inform people about this Texas holiday that nobody knew about that I thought was a great thing. I thought it was a celebration of the overcoming of slavery. There you go, Juneteenth, June 19th. History of Juneteenth, the second Independence Day. Now, so it's just very weird, because my opinion on Juneteenth hasn't changed, but the way it's being presented has totally changed. It's like I said before, this idea of like, no, I still want to celebrate Christmas. I'm just weirded out by the fact that you people are focused on the King Herod killing the babies part, right? Or it's like, yeah, we're going to celebrate Easter, but we're going to like celebrate Jesus dying instead of him being resurrected. It's like, well, it's the same holiday, I guess, but it has an entirely different meaning. The symbolism has been entirely perverted and destroyed. So it's almost worse. It's almost worse. It's like saying to a little kid, like, hey, one day a year, we're going to be really mean to you. We're going to beat you up one day a year. That's pretty bad on its own. But then it's like, oh, yeah, and it's going to be on your birthday, right? It's like taking this thing that should be good and should be wonderful and fun and making it that much worse, which like compounds how bad it is, right? It's one thing if it's just like this anti-American holiday, but it's a whole different thing when you take something that could be good and you turn it into something evil and bad and divisive and destructive. But this is what the leftists do. It's the only thing they do. They don't create anything. They don't celebrate good things. They are mired in evil and jealousy and wickedness and wanting others to go down. You know, there's a reason that Black Lives Matter doesn't build anything. No, they march around chanting, burn it down, and then they make good on that promise. But they're not helping to build communities. They're not helping to build families. They're not helping to build up relationships or anything of the sort. They're this. They're all white people are racist. Give me money. You're welcome. Okay? You're not helping anything. You're not helping anybody. And I don't know. I feel different because, like, I say these things and people respond to me on things like Twitter and stuff. Well, half people literally just call me like a racist white nationalist. And it's just like, okay, that's hilarious, but fine. You can make up anything you want about me. It doesn't actually reflect on what I believe, so I don't really care about that. Or people act like the things that I say are because I'm like scared of being called a racist, right? Like if I'm like, hey, Juneteenth is pretty cool. It's because my perception of Juneteenth is from being a child and having fun eating watermelon and dancing to brass music and jazz and Zydeco and feeling good about America and about the diversity that we find in America and about how America has been able to uplift so many people from the depths and the squalor of slavery to equality, to the presidency. I mean, my God, this is a beautiful, wonderful thing. And yet now it's like everybody on the right is like, Juneteenth is evil. It was made up. It's blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, I would completely agree if I'd never heard about Juneteenth. But instead, I'm in this weird position where I used to like Juneteenth. I really did. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun. I thought it was just like how, you know, I expect black people would celebrate July 4th. It's how I celebrate Juneteenth, right? It's like instead of being something where we can all come together and overcome our racial differences, now it's this critical race theory holiday where we're all supposed to feel bad about it. And you can tell because Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, even the Republicans who voted on this all insist on framing it as we have a lot of work to do. It's about remembering how bad we are. Self-flagellation, just like, oh, poor black people, us white people, we're so evil and we're so sorry for you. No, it's not. It's about thanking the hundreds of thousands of Americans who died to free the slaves. It's about paying honor and homage to the Western civilization that itself single-handedly did away with a pernicious and constant reality of human existence, which is slavery, which had been around forever, which was only destroyed by Western societies, you know, rather recently. So you're welcome, I guess. This is going to be a divisive thing, then I guess we have to get on either side of it. Bullcrap. This shouldn't be that way. There shouldn't be leftists.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, we have more videos today of, pushback to critical race theory. And the way that the powers that be are dealing with this pushback. How they are once again claiming that this is not legitimate pushback from concerned parents. This is some sort of Republican scheme to gain power. They have to project this lie onto all of us because this is how they operate, right? They make decisions based on power structures, by power plays, by... Well, this may be true, but we aren't going to say it's true because if it is true, then it gives our enemies power. So we're going to say that it's not true. We're going to say it's debunked and baseless. They're not interested in the truth or reality or what's actually happening. So they have to project that onto Republicans in order to discredit any pushback to their policies. So it's very interesting the way that they're dealing with the uprising against critical race theory. Now that people are actually aware of what's being taught to their children and they're infuriated about it, the powers that be have to come in and say, what? This is all fake. All of this pushback is false, is fake. Everybody loves our radicalizing of children against their own heritage and family. Everybody loves it. And these people are just Republican operatives or something. It's completely nonsensical. But once again, it shows that these types of policies that they're pursuing are not unavoidable. They are not so resilient as to be able to persist even when the entire population is against them. We can stop this stuff if we get involved and if we get active. It forces their hand to try to frame things a different way or try to pull back a little bit and, it's not as bad as you think it is, or change their tactics somehow. It's only when we are totally oblivious to their machinations that they're allowed to go on unhindered. And so we're seeing a lot of stuff come to the fore now of people pushing back against the lies and the onslaught of the lies. But it's not, of course, just critical race theory. It's other things like the lab leak theory. This is sort of the perfect example of it. Story that's been going around from NBC News that really puts it so clearly and so plainly and simply that it's hard to imagine, people can read this and come away with any other sort of conclusion other than the media is at fault. The media is 100% at fault, and they bury the truth if it serves them and their power. The article from NBC News is called "The Science Around the Lab Leak Theory Hasn't Changed, But Here's Why Some Scientists Have." They say, while the public discussion of a potential lab leak has shifted significantly in recent months, as more people pay attention to a theory that was originally promulgated by former President Donald Trump and his followers, the scientific evidence has remained unchanged. According to interviews with five virologists who have experienced in microbiology, infectious disease, ecology, and viral evolution. You see the way they just the way they phrase things. They are just impossibly dishonest, right? a theory that was originally promulgated by Donald Trump and his followers. Here's a newsflash for you, NBC News. You don't need ulterior motives to tell the truth. The truth exists on its own. What they're essentially telling you here is, like, while Donald Trump and his followers were in fact telling the truth, we ignored it for a year because it was Donald Trump and his followers saying the truth. That's the ulterior motive. You don't need an ulterior motive to tell the truth. You need an ulterior motive to bury that truth. What is more important to you than the truth if you're the one burying it? Well, it's power. It's denying Donald Trump the honor of being right, I guess. They go on to say, this shift reflects how some scientists who previously avoided the topic or were quick to dismiss it are grappling with the enduring uncertainties about the virus's origin, free from the politicization that's clouded such discussions during the Trump administration. As if it was the Trump administration that was clouding these discussions. No, the Trump administration, as you just admitted, were the ones telling the truth. And this is the paragraph that keeps getting shared around because it's just so perfect. Chan said there had been trepidation among some scientists about publicly discussing the lab leak hypothesis for fear that their words could be misconstrued or used to support racist rhetoric about how the coronavirus emerged. Trump fueled accusations that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a research lab in the city where the first COVID-19 cases were reported, was connected to the outbreak. And on numerous occasions, he called the pathogen Wuhan virus or Kung Flu. Oh dear, he called the virus after the name of the place where it originated? He must be racist. It's ridiculous. Kung Flu, that's just funny, honestly. It's just hilarious. It's a funny name. It's a goof. At the time, they say, quote, at the time, it was scarier to be associated with Trump and to become a tool for racists, so people didn't want to publicly call for an investigation into lab origins. This is the breakdown of reality. This is the breakdown of truth. It's the breakdown of the ability for people to actually discuss information on a fact-based standard. These people have created a media landscape in which truth and reality is being portrayed as racist, and so scientists who are apparently in charge of helping to prevent or mitigate the worst pandemic this world has ever seen are afraid to tell the truth because the media will call them racist, because the Democrats will call them racist, because they will bury the truth in favor of pursuing power politics. It's symbolic of so much of the decisions that are made by news organizations around the world. Hydroxychloroquine is an even more egregious example because that was a cure. That was a treatment that could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. But yet again, in the same way that they buried the lab leak, they buried hydroxychloroquine because you can't give Trump the credit because he was the first one to say it. But guess what? He wasn't the first one to say it. Doctors, scientists were the first one to say it. I think Trump just made this up. But this is the thing. People literally are so brainwashed against Trump. They think that hydroxychloroquine is just something he made up, invented, like why he would do this. It's impossible to say. Like what they think his drive was in just making something up. Like it makes no sense. Their version of reality is completely divorced from the most basic logic and reason. Why would Trump just make this up? It makes no sense that he would do that. Why would he claim it came from Wuhan or the lab or from China if there wasn't some evidence to that? So time and time again, we're told these are baseless claims with no evidence whatsoever, and they're actually just cover for racism, and really it's just the Republicans want power, and that's why they're pursuing it. Oh, and then it comes out it was absolutely true. And in fact, people who were desirous of power and covering things up in the pursuit of destroying their enemies were in fact the Republicans, or the Democrats rather, the media, their lackeys, the intelligence agencies, and the useful idiots that follow them. Again, this was an IQ test and all of America failed. It's not that complicated. The disease came out of this neighborhood. In this neighborhood, there's a farmer's market, option A, and there's a level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of gain-of-function research and safety violations. Which one do you think the disease came out of? This is the same joke that John Stewart made. It's the same statement that I made in January 2020 when most of the mainstream news wasn't even talking about coronavirus, didn't even know what it was. And if they were talking about it, they were saying it's no big deal. Go hug a Chinese person and have lunch in Chinatown because we're not racist. These lies are killing people, and they're constant.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
All that evil men in towers seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the whole food multivitamin system, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the Southern. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Very, very happy to welcome my guest, Ivory Hecker. She was a general assignment reporter and fill-in anchor at Houston's Fox 26 news station when she decided to blow the whistle on the company's editorial policy. Since releasing evidence with Project Veritas, Ivory has unfortunately been terminated for standing up against censorship. You can, of course, find her full interview with Project Veritas at the Project Veritas website. Her Twitter is at Ivory Hecker. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ivory.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you must be in a whirlwind right now. It's not been very long since you came out actually on live TV and announced that you were becoming a whistleblower. How has your life changed since being terminated from the news channel? How have you been treated by the general public?
Oh, my gosh. It has been a whirlwind. I was actually just doing an email to Newsweek right now, trying to catch up on emails, and I called it a whirlwind. The response from the public has been so supportive of me, and they're just so grateful to have a member of the media come out and confirm what all of them are basically witnessing. I mean, what news media members do, they largely do in the public, and viewers see through a lot of these strange narratives. So it's the viewers are very grateful for that.
I would hope they would be. So you haven't received any, or like what other backlash you've received? Obviously you got terminated, which is very unfortunate. But have you received anything negative at all?
Oh, a little bit of backlash for sure. Actually, Fox's statement they put out about me had two falsehoods in it, which is classic. I mean, what they put out about me just goes along with the evidence that I'm putting out about them. First of all, they are saying that I'm putting out a false narrative. Nothing that I'm putting out about Fox is false, and I have hours and hours of recordings to prove that. Also, Fox said that the reason I did what I did was because I was a disgruntled former employee seeking publicity. I was not a former employee when I did what I did. In fact, when Fox put out that statement saying that, they hadn't even notified me that I was a former employee. So it's interesting. A little bit of backlash. I mean, I just noticed a tweet this morning from Jemele Hill, formerly of ESPN, who she put out a racial slur against me. So I called that out as racist. So it is interesting. But you know what? That's funny. It's just laughable. I don't care about people who dislike the truth.
Right.
I really appreciate the truth lovers and the truth seekers, and there is a ton of them.
Well, and I think people really appreciate you coming out and talking about this. Obviously, Project Veritas is totally amazing, and they've routinely come up with these bombshell revelations, undercover videos showing really, you know, egregious actions from very dishonest actors. What I think your revelations have done is expose not necessarily one big bombshell piece of corruption, but more of the mundane sort of way that on a daily basis narratives are being crafted and controlled, even at the local level. I think still there's a lot of people out there in America that think local reporters, they're just out there getting the story, telling the facts, telling the truth. They almost can't comprehend how a narrative could be controlled or shaped when you have all these different reporters out all doing their own thing. And what you revealed is the mechanism by which the narrative is maintained. I think the most important thing, in my opinion, that you revealed is that they don't even necessarily have to tell you what to cover. You're sort of expected to know already what the narrative is and to go along with that. Can you kind of talk about that, how this narrative is enforced in a very soft way, in sort of a mundane, everyday, little piece here, piece there sort of way, and how you're expected to just know the narrative in order to go along with it without being told? Can you sort of expand on that?
Exactly. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head with this is something so important for viewers to understand and for media members to have confirmation that, yes, we are in a crazy peer pressure system. This cult movement of narrative within the media industry where you need to understand what the narrative is. And if you don't, you are going to be looked on as some sort of outsider who your higher ups need to be concerned about rather than just looking at facts on the ground. What are your audience members asking about? What do they want answers about? What are your audience members' concerns? Those are the stories we need to be pitching and covering, regardless of whether it fits the narrative. And that is what I try to adhere to in my news coverage, in my morning editorial meetings. And over just this past year, that has led to a lot of butting of heads. My boss does not like a lot of my pitches because they're pitches coming from the audience that don't fit the narrative. The narrative took a crazy turn, I think, this year. The narrative took such a separating turn from the audience's interests this year, that suddenly journalists on the ground were having this conflict with the boss. Journalists who do adhere to their audience's concerns, which, by the way, we have a closer tie to the audience than ever right now. We've got a social media where we're getting DMs and we're getting comments from viewers saying, I am concerned about this, or I have this insider information. Please cover this. And we as journalists should be able to safely pitch those stories and cover them without our bosses coming at us and saying that we are somehow out of line for doing that, you know, or even asking the audience's questions once we are out on the interview. So, you know, you should never get in trouble for asking a question from the viewers and getting a response from your interview subject. But that in the recording I released, you can see that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And so what you are experiencing is not necessarily something unique. Even just in Houston, you know, you got Fox 26 and KHOU and Channel 11 and Channel 2 and Channel 13. And so there's like, you know.
Oh, you're familiar with my market.
Oh, I grew up about 2 minutes away from Fox 26 headquarters.
Nice.
In West University. Yeah, I know it very well. So I read on Twitter that you said people are reaching out to you now because, again, what you're experiencing is not unique. You were just one of many reporters at that station, which is one station amongst many in that city, which is just one amongst many. And so there's got to be hundreds or thousands of reporters out there that are feeling the same pressure as you. And I guess now they're reaching out to you. Do I remember reading that right?
Yes, they are. I've received quite a few emails. I'm trying to catch up on, I'm sure there's some emails from journalists I haven't read yet, but a lot of them are ones who have recently quit, actually. They threw in the towel on the job that they loved because they were so saddened by the turn the media industry has taken. And a lot of these reporters just quit silently, you know, and didn't really say why they were quitting, but now they're coming to me with their detailed stories after I have come out with mine. Thing is, a lot of journalists they don't feel safe talking about what they're observing within their own industry. It is something so sad and alarming, but there is such an environment of fear in so many newsrooms. So many people think that if they speak their concerns to another member of the news industry, they could somehow get in trouble. And get called out or get disciplined or fired for criticizing what's going on.
That's so sick. Yeah, a culture of fear. I mean, how can truth ever thrive in a place like that? And to me, the local reporter, sort of the last line of defense, we're actually on the ground able to go get the report. We expect, you know, the mainstream media out of New York and L.A., these big national corporations, those are fairly well controlled. And we all understand that. But the local reporters were always this bulwark of reality against that. And now we see the way that this narrative shaping has trickled down into, you know, even the most on the ground reporters are being muzzled. Just to emphasize your point about the audience supporting you, I just got a tweet from Thomas Washington. He says he's watching us. He says, "You're a amazing patriot. Jemele Hill is a miserable racist, not worth a single second of your time. Keep on keeping on, girl." So we're getting a lot of support there on Twitter as well. And we won't spend a single second on Jemele Hill. No, but we'll get back to Ivory Hecker on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's the American Journal.
It's time
time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. My guest is Ivory Hecker. She's the latest Project Veritas whistleblower, a former general assignment reporter at Houston's Fox 26 news station. Her Twitter is at Ivory Hecker. And, of course, the revelations that she's made, including the undercover video that's been captured, can be found at Project Veritas's website and on Project Veritas's YouTube channel. And I can tell you are very busy. Even during the break, you're sending emails and making posts. And this has got to be a whirlwind. So we thank you so much for making the time to speak to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure. And it's the least we can do. You clearly have made a massive sacrifice in losing your job and trying to get this truth out there, and it's the least we can do to try to emphasize this truth and try to support you. In fact, let me ask this now. How can people support you if people are so inclined?
Well, a fundraiser was created on GiveSendGo. Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, and oh my gosh, look at all that support. It's been so overwhelming and heartwarming to see that. So I really appreciate that support, and I want to take that money and definitely put some of it towards covering some real raw journalism without the influence of corporate bosses. So
yeah,
I really thank people for that. I didn't anticipate having that response from people. I literally kind of shut down all. I knew I was going to do this, so I shut down as much of my spending as possible and figured I would scrape by after doing this. But I wanted to get out of corporate corruption. It that was the most important thing to me, and I thought it was really important for viewers to know why I got out, because it does involve them.
Yeah, hopefully, this won't be the end of your career as a local news reporter. It'll be rather the beginning of your career as a true truth teller, putting your investigative skills, to work, not being muzzled by, censorious overlords. Now, just quickly, what was sort of the impetus of this? Like, when did you first start feeling uneasy about the censorship? Or, was it this year? Was it, was this all boiling up for a long time? How did this come about?
The first thing that really made me very uneasy was when my bosses, when I posted a video saying it's a bit alarming, this new precedent of mass social media monopoly censorship that we're seeing after Stella Manuel posted about hydroxychloroquine, that social media across the board censorship was alarming to me. And it was reminiscent of what China's been doing for years. And so I talked about that on social media. My boss really came after me for that, talked to me for hours on the phone the day after I made that post, and really said, you need to stop. You need to shut your social media down. You're in trouble. And that was alarming because I was standing up for free speech. I was just saying, look, I know social media companies are able to do that, but it's creepy when they have such a monopoly to create a precedent like that. What else are they going to censor? They could censor anything,
Yeah.
The Black Lives Matter movement could be next if they want. They can censor anything. So that's just concerning. And the fact that my boss didn't want me to talk about the dangers of censorship is very creepy, because even though this isn't government-involved censorship, supposedly, any sort of censorship is damaging to the freedoms of humanity if we look at history.
Yeah, of course it is. Seems like this should be a standard understanding of the world that every American should have, and yet you're being punished for it rather severely, I would have to say. So obviously hydroxychloroquine was a primary sort of central topic of, what they wanted you to stop talking about in conjunction with the social media censorship. That's all sort of what is to be expected. Is there anything else that they didn't want you talking about? Like, I know you've mentioned the election.
I know nobody's talked about the election. Yeah, during the election, there were all kinds of stories, tips I was getting, and actual evidence being sent to me of what appeared to be anomalies. And when I would present it to my bosses, they would just act like they didn't hear me. If I pitched like, oh, I downloaded this raw data on early voting from Secretary of State's office myself. I compared that data to the voter registrar's office. Things aren't adding up. I think we should do this story. There's a whole group looking into this independently if we want to look at it. I was in touch with the Secretary of State's office about it. Fox had no interest. I pitched that story multiple times. Many people appearing to be voting without being registered to vote. So that story never made the airwaves. There's just so many election-related stories. There was one where we actually had video of the elections and the election systems and software employee demonstrating that software. So it's a voting machine technology. He was demonstrating these new voting machines for Harris County, and Harris County is where Houston is located.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, because in 2020, the commissioner's court in Harris County had to decide on new voting machines. And they were up in the air about HART, InterCivic, or election systems and software. Well, the man demonstrating election systems and software, when asked whether you could put your ballot through once and then it and then grab it again and put it through again, he admitted, yes, the same ballot can be counted multiple times. So you can feed one ballot through multiple times and get a bunch of different votes. So that's a major concern. But he said, don't worry, because the box that ballot drops into is locked up. So you can't just grab from that box and feed it through again. And when asked who has the key to that box, he said the election judge. And someone said, okay, so if the election judge wanted to on their lunch break, they could open that up and just feed ballots through multiple times. And he said, yes. And so that's, we have video of him doing this demonstration saying those things. I presented this to my bosses. They had no interest in it. These machines were about to be voted on, and my bosses appeared to almost want to hide a major flaw in a voting machine that was being considered. Fortunately, that voting machine was not voted on, so Harris County is not using that voting machine because apparently the video was shown to Commissioner's Court. But had that video not reached the light of day, we could have machines with major errors, and my bosses, in knowing that, and you would think that they would value the integrity of elections to not want a fraudulent or not want a machine with flaws to be accessible to voters.
Right, right. Right.
The sanctity of the vote.
Right. Even if you're not calling out fraud, you're calling out the potential of fraud, which is, you know, important for people to know in order to make these decisions. That's incredibly interesting because, yeah, I hadn't heard you talk about how they had censored or stopped you from reporting on election security stories before. That's pretty groundbreaking stuff. You just tweeted a video here on your Twitter at Ivory Hecker. No one has heard this before. So I want to go ahead and play this and then get your comments about it afterwards. This is a world premiere, I guess, on television and radio of the latest from Ivory Hecker via Project Veritas. Here's that video and we'll get comments on the other side.
I have been completely transparent from the days before you hired me that I am against keeping information from people that they want to hear. So if that's what we're talking about,
it doesn't matter. Your opinion, you can do that in your personal time, but when you that's not the representation that Susan wants you to portray of our organization.
Susan wants to portray that we do keep information from people that they're trying to hear.
She
said,
I want you to portray that it's crap.
Wow, incredible. Do you think this stops at your bosses, or are they getting orders from on high? How high up does this go, Ivory?
I have heard both from my bosses and another executive at Fox 26 that this comes. Some of these mandates are coming down from Fox Corp in New York. I think that, you know, some of what my boss Susan would do is preventative. She would know that her bosses in New York would be upset about something, so she would suppress it herself. But some of these edicts were coming down directly from New York. The director of promotions at Fox 26 Houston, Ralph Rendon, pulled me aside and told me these things about a month or so ago. He said that he's in these meetings, these national Fox Corp meetings with my boss, Susan, when the national bosses are calling out Susan in Houston and asking her about me. He said they kind of call her out about all of her staff members, but they've definitely called me out multiple times. And he said he gave me advice that I need to kind of get in line and stop, pitching certain stories or putting certain stories out on social media if I want to really make it in the company.
Well, Ivory, we're very glad you did not listen to him and that instead you blew the whistle. Heroic stuff, and we're very happy that you did so and that you are on this program today. God bless in the future. Hope, you know, this turns around and becomes something great for you in the future. Thanks, Ivory. Ivory Hecker.
Thanks so much.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-1399 That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the third hour of American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Remember, you support everything that we do here at the InfoWars Network by going to InfoWarsStore.com, taking advantage of some of our fantastic supplements and specials and helping to keep us on the air. Remember, it's Father's Day this Sunday. Get him an InfoWars Store gift card. You're supporting the greatest movement for human freedom and liberty in the entire world. Plus, you're getting a fantastic product, books, DVDs, preparedness gear, or the supplements. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a 360 win because you are helping to keep this information war on the forefront of the division right now between those who love humanity and those who wish to destroy it. Speaking of, I've got a true patriot on the line. My guest this hour is Joe Kent, U.S. Army veteran and congressional candidate for the state of Washington. Joe Kent is a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran and a candidate for Congress in Washington's 3rd District. After a distinguished career involving 11 combat deployments, Joe is determined to reform the broken political system that fuels the military-industrial complex. His website is JoeKentForCongress.com. His Twitter is JoeKent16Jan19. And I'm very excited to welcome him now to the program. Thanks so much for coming on, Mr. Kent. Absolutely. I'm very excited to have you on, actually. I said this on Twitter a little while ago. I said something like, if Joe Kent gets into office and turns out to be another... Well, I won't mention who I said. I said, I'm going to feel personally betrayed because I feel like I have a sort of politician PTSD where the better the things are that the politicians say, the more wary I am, because it seems like time and time again, somebody when they're, going out for an office, they say all the right things, you get really excited, and then they get into office and suddenly things change. And so it's almost like this reverse, it's like a Chinese finger trap, right? Everything I've seen you say has been right on the money. Everything I see you tweet, I'm like, yes, thank God there's somebody out there saying this thing. But the more I like it, the more I'm suspicious. I'm like, why is he so right about everything? What's going to happen when he's in office? So I'm very excited to have you on to hold you to the fire and make sure that you really are as good as you seem on Twitter, because, my gosh, you seem like you're truly American first. So what does America first mean to you, Mr. Kent?
Well,
And please continue to hold me accountable. I'm saying these things because I believe them and I want to be held accountable for them. So to me, America First is really, it's not just a bumper sticker or a slogan. It is combining everything that we do here domestically and abroad to provide the best future and the best outcome for our nation, for our people. So really what that means, big picture, is we have to make government and our economy work for our people. So we've had our economy absolutely hollowed out by both sides of the permanent ruling class, whether they call themselves Republicans or they call themselves Democrats. They've had no qualms of shipping our jobs overseas. The Republicans justify this under the religion of the free market. The Democrats justify it under the religion of environmentalism. But really what it's resulted in is there being no good working class jobs or a sustainable economy for the working and the middle class. So I think we need to get into wartime footing, restore production back to this country. Here in the Pacific Northwest, that means bringing back our timber industry, other parts of the country, getting back to being energy independent. That's going to benefit all Americans. That's a moral and an economic issue because we need to be able to provide for our people, but it's also a national security issue because we have to strengthen our economy so the Chinese Communist Party can't stop buying off our debt bonds and pretty much take out our entire economy. So that's what America First is to me. There's a hard immigration policy in there. We have to defend our southern border because that protects not just our security, but it also protects low-skilled working-class jobs that I think Americans are eager to go to do. And then also on the legal immigration side, we have to make a system that only benefits our citizens. We have to stop importing so much what we describe as high-skilled, but I disagree with that, immigration that undercuts the American working people. So really, we have to use our resources, what we're blessed with here, to provide for our people so that our people can pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Wow. That's quite an answer. We've covered a lot of ground there. We'll dig into all of those topics before, man. If you aren't the real deal, you're the best actor in the world. Joe Kent for Congress.com. Joe Kent, 16, Jan 19. We'll be right back.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, my guest, Joe Kent, his website, joekentforcongress.com, his Twitter, joekent16, Jan19, that's his Twitter handle there, and we will actually be taking your calls. He's with us for the whole hour, and then the second half of this interview, we'll be taking your calls, so give us a call now at 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539, only taking questions for Joe Kent. So I know callers always they like to call in with all sorts of topics, but for the last hour of this program today, we're only taking calls for comments and questions for Joe Kent for Congress. Your Twitter handle, Mr. Kent, Joe Kent 16 Jan 19. What do these numbers and the Jan in there signify?
So the 16th of January, 2019, that's the day that my wife was killed fighting ISIS in Syria.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I did not realize that. That's horrific. Was it that inspired you to get involved in politics, or what's been your path into this realm?
Yeah, so really that was the catalyst. I had intended to continue to serve the country overseas, fighting our enemies. I felt that was the greatest calling that I had in my life, and that's what I intended to continue to do. My wife was also in special operations. That's how we met. And she was killed fighting ISIS in Syria, as I said, but she was killed a month after President Trump attempted to get our troops out of Syria the first time. So, I've directly been affected by the failures of policy and then what the permanent ruling class of unelected bureaucrats will do, to further their own goals and their own objectives. So after she was killed, I started speaking out because I saw firsthand, I was actually in the CIA at the time, I saw firsthand that unelected officials, unelected bureaucrats, they did not want us to get out of these wars. They were deeply insulted that President Trump had a desire to implement the will of the American people and pull our troops out of these entanglements. But I had spent most of my adult life fighting these wars overseas, and I knew that Trump got it right, that we had to go. We had to crush our enemies, the clear enemies that wanted to hurt America. But then we had to get out. Nation building, regime change wars, and being constantly engaged over there only benefited our adversaries and really the military-industrial complex. So her death on the 16th of January 2019 is really what put me in the public light. I started speaking out in support of President Trump. And then from there, it's kind of just been one thing after the other that led me to where I am today.
Wow. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Incredibly tragic, but, you know, hopefully it turns into something really wonderful, because I really think that you could save lives if you were in office, you know, preventing this deep state machinations from going on behind the scenes, keeping us involved in these wars. And it's not just people here in America behind the scenes making this happen, right? This week when Joe Biden went to talk to NATO, they were very happy that it was Joe Biden and not Donald Trump. And on the top of their list were making sure that the pullout of Afghanistan didn't happen too quickly and making sure that we were more involved and more, you know, entanglements overseas. So this is really an international clique of people that are very interested in keeping American soldiers on foreign soil, right?
It really is. I mean, there is an entire globalist mentality of people in our national defense establishment that feel at the core of their being that we need to be deeply involved in these places because we have some sort of a commitment to other nations, to put other nations ahead of our own. But then there's also the people on the periphery that aren't as publicly seen that are actually financially benefiting from all this. And that's our military industrial complex. A lot of that is just people looking to make a quick buck. A lot of that is people that also really think that American soldiers being overseas somehow benefits our nation. And the problem is that's just never worked. All these different ideas about regime change and constant entanglements overseas, it just hasn't worked. So yeah, they were very glad to see that Joe Biden was there because Joe Biden at his core, he's a liberal interventionist. He's a globalist, but also he's horrible at it. I mean, the guy has been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision that this country has made for the past 40 years. And so all those different world leaders knew that they could pretty much get whatever they wanted from the United States. If they want us to stay in Afghanistan for longer, if they want to be able to tell us that, hey, we need money to help defend us against Russia, but at the same time, they want to continue buying cheap Russian oil, they knew that Joe Biden was just going to go right along with it, happy to commit American money to NATO, happy to go send more American troops to somehow posture against this Russia threat, but at the same time, not being willing to go take on what makes Russia actually strong, which is their petro economy, which is what Donald Trump would go over there and do and say, hey, if you're really concerned about Russia, how about you stop buying their oil and you contribute what you've agreed to for this NATO defense pact? So, I do believe that there is a permanent ruling class of our government that really wants to keep these wars going, that wants to keep these foreign entanglements going. A lot of the support for it overseas is just that people see that they can take advantage of us and that we are willing to go. We're like a drunk millionaire in Vegas. We're willing to buy drinks for everybody to have friends. You know, sometimes it just boils down to like the simplest answer. And that's, I mean, if they see America walk in with a bunch of money and a bunch of resources and we're willing to give it out, people are willing to take advantage of us. That's just how simple the world is sometimes.
Yeah, I would completely agree. Now, I like how you phrased it in your answer to the first question I asked you. You mentioned the religion of the free market and the religion of environmentalism. And I do think these have religious aspects to them. Can you expand a little bit on that? Because I think this is probably the primary divide that we see in the Republican Party right now. And we're sort of between this rock and a hard place where we don't want to split our forces, right? We don't want to cause division when in reality we need to be coming together to fight back against this monolithic force of liberal leftist totalitarianism coming at us. We don't want to split our forces. At the same time, we don't want to join forces with people that don't agree with our philosophy. So you know, what's your opinion on the modern Republican Party, I guess, is my question.
I think we're in for a fight. And I think the America First policies, because now we've had 4 years of Trump, where Trump actually made a lot of progress that's undeniable, we have a record behind us, and we need to continue to fight hard. So the traditional Republican values of, hey, we just need to cut taxes for everybody, but primarily just the rich people, and then make sure the rich people are really happy with their business deals, and we can't intervene in the free market, because if we do that, then we're socialists. And what that's resulted in is all these companies just saying, hey, it's cheaper for us to just ship our production lines overseas, because it costs more money to hire Americans, because we actually have to treat them like human beings. We can just ship our production lines over to China, where they can use slave labor. We look the other way. We all make billions over here, and we don't worry about what effect that has on the U.S. economy. I mean, Trump said that, hey, this is absolutely horrible. Morally, it's horrible to do to our people, but it also makes us vulnerable. COVID should have been a wake-up call, the way that we locked our economy down, and we are incapable of producing even stupid N95 masks or vitamin C supplements. That should have been a wake-up call, but instead it wasn't. There's still people on the right that are arguing for this religion of free trade. And so we need trade policies that work for the American people. President Trump made working class wages rise between 2017 and 2020. And that was something that all the smart folks on Wall Street and economists said was impossible. The working class wages weren't going to rise. Obama used to mock that and say, hey, you can't just wave a magic wand and make these jobs reappear. Well, President Trump used that magic wand, and it wasn't magic. It was real simple. He offensively used our ability to tariff, and he started bringing these jobs back. He gave tax cuts where companies showed good faith that they were going to hire Americans again. But we actually have some teeth behind these policies now. And so I think we do need to have this fight right now within the Republican Party. And we just need to be unashamed and not compromise to these policies that have done nothing but hurt the American people.
Yeah, you know, I really could not agree more. And we have a lot of evidence to back up exactly what you're saying. In fact, the Supreme Court just yesterday passed, you know, made a decision in favor of the people accused of using slave labor. So on the same day that they were, you know, celebrating Juneteenth, it's also nonsensical. And to me, the most amazing thing about, you know, people like yourself is what you're expressing is so like radical. You know, people meet like myself, see it on Twitter, and it's like, oh my God, somebody's actually just expressing reality. And the saddest thing is that it shouldn't be radical. This type of belief, this type of understanding has been within the American ideology since Teddy Roosevelt and even before. And it's such a shame that we get so few people like Joe Kent who actually come out and speak the logic and the reality and the reasoning that so many Americans believe in. It's such a shame that it's so rare, but we're so glad that Joe Kent is out there championing, you know, the American way and America first. Again, it's JoeKentForCongress.com is the website. His Twitter at JoeKent16Jan19. We'll be back on the other side with Joe Kent for Washington. It's the third district in Washington. If you're there, you got to vote for this guy because, my God, we need people like him in Congress. We'll be right back.
All that evil men in towers seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio Truth Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, it almost feels silly for me to ask this, but I did say I'd hold your feet to the fire. But knowing that you've been involved in 11 combat deployments, maybe what I'm going to talk about here is maybe less threatening than, you know, an enemy combatant lying in wait for you. But you clearly, in my opinion, are on the right side of so many of these different topics. Let me say my guest is Joe Kent, joekentforcongress.com, joekent16jan19 is his Twitter handle there. You clearly, in my opinion, are on the right side of so many of these topics, but what we see time and time again is people get into office, they go to Washington, D.C., and something happens. Something changes, some pressure is exerted. And suddenly they start to soften their rhetoric. Suddenly they start to change their mind on certain things. You're going to come under that pressure if you get into office, you know, God willing. How are you prepared to defend yourself against, you know, whatever happens over there, the underground, behind the scenes machinations that occur where so maybe they can deny you money. Maybe they can stop you from doing something that you want to do. If you just help them with something here, you can. How are you prepared to continue to be a powerful America First proponent in the face of what we know will be incredible resistance once you're in Congress?
I think a big thing is I never intended to be a politician before. I mean, this all kind of came up after what happened with my wife. And then I was intending to go work in a second Trump administration in the national security realm, not running for office. But then after the representative who's supposed to represent me, Jamie Herb Butler, voted for impeachment, that's kind of what put me on this trajectory. So I want to go make a difference. And if that making a difference only buys me one term in Congress or two terms in Congress, then that's fine. I mean, I do think a lot of folks that go into Congress, they do want to make it a career. They want to be successful. And so to be successful, you do need to earn a certain amount of money. So everything does become this cost risk, you know, analysis they have to do in their head. Is this the hill worth dying on? Should I just compromise here? And there's so many financial incentives. I think it's easy for powerful actors to kind of get a hold of people with the best of intentions. I'm a huge I'll be susceptible to that too. But really, for me, it's always been remembering why I started, remembering why I'm in this fight, and continuing to stay accountable to the people that elected me. So a big thing too is if I do have to compromise for whatever reason, because there's something bigger that I want to be able to accomplish, I want to be able to come on a format like this or go to a town hall in my district like I go to all the time and explain to people, hey, look, I had to make this horrible bad vote, but it got us this better thing, and that's the game, and you can hate me all day long. But what I hate is how politicians will always try to sell this horrible vote to make as if it's some sort of a good thing. I think trying to gut a lot of the way the business is done, because that's a tool that's used to really make people make these horrible compromises, but there's one or two things they want to get done for their district, and so then they have to vote for the 5,000 pages of things they didn't even have a chance to read because they got drunk on a desk at midnight. So for me, accountability and trying to stop the way that business is currently being done in Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, this happens on both sides. It's not just right-wingers that get into office and suddenly start tempering their message. I would say, you know, if I was an AOC voter, I'd be very disappointed in, you know, the way that she is conducting herself. So I think this is just a natural consequence of being in office. But it's good to know that you at least have a conception of how this might occur. Now, I think we're going to try to reconnect with you really quick because your audio is sort of fading in and out. We're going to try to get a better connection with you. And so quickly, I'm going to go out to the phone lines and we'll get a couple questions for you. We'll reconnect with Joe Kent so he'll come back and answer these questions. And, of course, you can call in with your questions for Joe Kent. He's a congressional candidate and a U.S. Army veteran. He is running for office in Washington's 3rd District. We have a couple callers, but if you want to call in with your questions or comments to Joe Kent, that's the only question or comment we're taking right now. You know, a lot of people have a lot of other things to say, but you're going to have to save that for another episode of American Journal. For now, we're only taking questions and comments for Joe Kent. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Again, give us a call. Ask a question of Joe Kent at 1-877-789-2539. Let's go now to Matt in New York, who has a question for Joe Kent. What is your question, Matt? And of course, we're reconnecting with Joe, and we'll ask him your question when he gets back. But what is your question, Matt from New York?
Yeah, my question is will he immediately vote for the removal of the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which gives our government carte blanche to lie to us? So as long as we're being lied, we're not under God that we think we're under. We're under the devil. We're being ruled by lies. And they went so far as to actually pass it into legislation in 2012. And not one of our elected officials is shouting from the mountaintop to have that bill removed. Because we're seeing it right now. We're all being lied to. So we're getting killed with smiles over here, all right? And I'm tired of it. So will he shout from the mountaintops to remove that bill immediately, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, a.k.a. the ability for our government to lie to us with no repercussions?
Okay. Thank you very much for the question. I like how you put that. Killed with a smile. That's exactly right. It's what I talk about all the time. It's almost better to have an enemy that's just aggressively attacking you than have this smile, sickly, sweet sort of pernicious evil under the surface. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. I will ask Joe Kent about that. Let's take another question from Andrew in Washington, maybe a potential Joe Kent voter. He has a question for the candidate. Andrew in Washington, thanks for calling in. And what is your question for Joe Kent?
First off, I'd like to thank Joe for his service. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to be recognized for that. I do caution him. He's entering a field of battle that is much more insidious. Here in Washington State, we use the Dominion system's electronic voting. And my question for Joe is, unless we address the voter fraud on 11-3-2020, and addressing those electronic systems, how is he possibly going to win in the 3rd District, which is in Seattle, downtown Seattle, against the Democratic machine in King County, which cheats all the time and stole the election from Culp for the governor and gave it to Inslee? So that is my question to him. What is he going to do to address that issue, especially during his campaign? How is he going to overcome that shortcomings he's going to have to face right from the door?
Very good question. We have Joe Kent back now, hopefully with a better connection. we can go ahead and address this question right now. Voter fraud, electronic systems, how are you going to win the vote if the vote is controlled by your enemies who aren't afraid to cheat, Joe?
We get this question all the time, and my number one issue is election integrity because of what happened in 2020. So we have to demand the full adjudication of the election of 2020. His question specifically is about Washington State, and Washington State has been using mail-out ballots for quite a while now and Dominion tabulation machines. So the deck is kind of stacked against us here. So I've been encouraging everyone in my district and throughout the state who cares about election integrity to get involved in the various election integrity committees that we have. We have them in every single congressional district. We now have them active in every single county. So we have a concerted effort going on right now to get a audit and a recount the way that Maricopa County has right now. We have Washington State representatives go down there to observe those procedures. So really, at the end of the day, we just need as many patriots out there and involved in this process as possible to let them know that we're watching. Like, we weren't watching as carefully as we should have been for previous years, but this time all eyes are going to be on the state and how this election is conducted. And then when we get in office, we're going to adjudicate and lay it out for the American people what actually happened in 2020.
Excellent to hear. It is a topic of paramount importance. How are we going to get elected if we can't trust our vote? We'll be right back.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. Well, we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is American Journal. My guest is Joe Kent. He has a distinguished career of over, 11 combat deployments overseas. He now faces perhaps his most powerful foe, the military-industrial complex, the mainstream media, and the anti-American subversives that have now taken seemingly complete control of our entire establishment. So the fight is on, folks, and Joe Kent is the warrior perhaps we need. His website, joekentforcongress.com. His Twitter, joekent16jan19. We have some more calls for Mr. Kent here coming in. We got a call earlier while we were reconnecting with you, so I'll ask you that question now. This was about the immediate removal of the Smith-Munst Modernization Act. This was a caller talking about the fact that since 2012, it has essentially been legal to lie to the American people. Are you familiar with the Smith-Munt Modernization Act of 2012, Mr. Kent? And do you have any plans to go after this? Because so far, nobody seems to even know it exists. A lot of people that we talk to aren't aware of this, yet it's there, and it allows the American government to lie to the American people. What's your opinion on this?
I didn't read the entire bill, but from what I've read, it does sound like a horrible deal and something that we should get rid of immediately. So I would, at my initial reading, I would support getting rid of it. I definitely need to do more research. I appreciate the caller bringing that to my attention. I'm gonna dig into it.
Okay, there you go. Your straightforward answer there. That's what we like to hear. No weasel words from our politicians. No, sir. All right. Let's go back out to the phone calls for some more comments and questions. We have Matt in Atlanta, who has a comment about the welfare state. Thanks so much for calling in, Matt. You are on the air with Joe Kent.
Hey, Joe Kent. This is Matt. And like most people, I'm concerned with illegal immigration. And my suggestion is not so much a wall, but in the benefit package, which I think attracts the wrong kind of immigrant.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, I would agree.
Go ahead.
No, I definitely agree. There's a whole incentive package that we've created for people to come into this country illegally just because we've made – there's so many benefits that you can get, and we don't even do anything like verify that you're actually a U.S. citizen. And Joe Biden has just taken that program and really accelerated it. So we've set up a huge incentive system to come here and break the law. So, I mean, it's part and parcel of really cracking down on our southern border. I think a good place to have a military deployment would be to secure our southern border. And then we really have to crack down on the U.S. institutions and the U.S. employers who are incentivizing people to come over here. So I think we need to make it very clear that there's no pathway to citizenship if you come over here illegally. And then we go after the employers that are hiring all these illegal immigrants.
Wow, that's so great to hear, and I'd like to talk about this for a second, because that was one of the things that I saw you tweet out that I thought, oh my God, somebody's actually saying this. You said something along the lines of, let's pull our boys out of the Middle East and put them on the southern border. Those aren't your exact words, paraphrasing, I guess, but that's something I've been saying forever, and it's like, finally, we have somebody actually saying this. Do you think that's actually a possibility, and why do you think it's so important to reinforce the southern border in that way?
You think it's very clear what's going on right now, the way that our country is essentially being invaded. I mean, most of that's self-inflicted because Biden did what he did and said, hey, he hopes that there's going to be a rush of people flooding to the country. He said he didn't say it that way. Whatever way he twisted his words, he pulled away all of the policies that President Trump was using to try and secure our southern border. Our immigration system's been broken for a wide variety of reasons, but we can really stop the influx of people coming here illegally by doing, in my view, two really big things. Physically securing our southern border, so build the wall like President Trump talked about. I think the military would be a great tool for that, as opposed to trying to build democracies in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Let's actually use the military to defend our actual physical country. It's a pretty novel idea. So I think that's a good use of our military, but then also offensively using our foreign aid in the way that President Trump did with the Remain in Mexico policy, but then also with telling these southern American countries that, hey, if you continue to send people up here, I will cut your foreign aid off. I'm not a big fan of foreign aid, but if we are going to use foreign aid, I think the whole stop payment system when they don't do what we want is an effective use for it. So Biden pretends like there's not real countries down south. He's kind of racist that way. But President Trump was like, hey, there's actual countries down there, and we have embassies there. Have the embassy go there and tell them they're not getting one more dime if they don't stop this flow. And then the common sense question of what's our military doing in Afghanistan or Iraq when they should just be actually physically securing our border? I mean, so that to me is – I mean, it's not easy to implement because there'd be so much backlash against it, but it's a very logical answer.
It is common sense, I would say, and especially the way that we're seeing the cartels be empowered, and now we're seeing cartel activity in the United States. I mean, this requires a military response, in my personal opinion. So I think that's great to hear, and I'd like to ask you about legal immigration as well in a little bit, but we still have a lot of callers. The phone line's actually filling up of people who want to talk to you and ask you questions, so I'll save my questions for a little bit later. We have Jeanette in Washington, who I believe is in your district and a potential voter for you. Thank you so much for calling, Jeanette. You are on the air with Joe Kent.
Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Hi, I'm in Morton, Washington, Joe. We met at the Morton Police Department. I'm an auxiliary officer.
Lou. I remember. Good to hear from you.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, this is strange. I've never done this before. Sorry.
No, that's all right. What's your question? He said he remembers meeting you.
So the reason why I'm calling too is I agreed with what you said when you talked about, I'm talking about you, Harrison, about done with politicians. You know, you say you sound flowery and stuff like that, like I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, please don't be a politician. You know what I'm saying, Joe. Anyhow. Go ahead.
You have a response to that, Joe?
I agree. Deal. I expect all of you to hold me to that. So if I can't explain things very simply to you and I'm using political doublespeak, then just call me out on it.
I haven't heard any doublespeak yet. Any final comment before we let you go, Jeanette?
One more thing. I need you to look into what they're doing to the policing now in Washington State. It's ugly. It is ugly. The police have no right, they can't do anything now. So I need you to look into that. And so if you need to, call Roger, okay? Because he'll keep you informed of what's going on. It's awful.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Gina. We really appreciate that. Great topic to start discussing, especially now that we have, your neighboring state, Oregon, Portland, the entire riot squad quits all at once because of the unfair treatment. I know Washington is implementing similar things. What's your take on the defund the police movement, and how do you reverse this or help us get back on track here?
A great place for the federal government to step in and do two things, to use federal law enforcement to actually go after Antifa and BLM. So I am amazed that the Portland riot squad or any Portland police officer is still on the job. Those are great Americans that care deeply about their community who are getting zero support from the district attorney and from the mayor. So I'm surprised it took them this long. It's a tribute to how much they're committed to defend those communities there. But Portland is a failed city, essentially, like a failed state, like we call it overseas. And they are directly to our south. Our major urban hub of Vancouver in my district is essentially a suburb of Portland for those who aren't familiar. And then just on our north, we have Olympia and we have Seattle that are sanctuary cities that have also caved to BLM and Antifa. So we need to use the federal government to go after these individuals that in Antifa and BLM, like the organized crime elements they are, like the terrorists that they are. If we started arresting these people and charged them with federal terrorism charges, a lot of these riots would just go away. We also need to expose the American people how they're getting their funding. That's also pretty easy to figure out, but it needs to be brought to the full light, I think. But then from there, we need to use federal funding. This is something that Congress could do and not give another dime to cities like Portland or Seattle that are allowing this rioting to go on unchecked. If they refuse to do their jobs, they don't deserve one penny from the U.S. taxpayers. And then we can reward great constitutional sheriffs we have here in the 3rd Congressional District. We have Sheriff Snaza, and then we have great police chiefs like Roger Morningstar, that's who she was talking about, and we have Sheriff Songer. All in our district, they're standing up and they're standing tall. They deserve all the federal support from the police grants that we can provide. These other activist mayors and governors, they don't deserve a single penny.
Fantastic stuff. Final segment on the other side with Joe Kent. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
All that evil men in tower seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C Plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just
of the sea alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Joe Kent. He is running for Congress in Washington's 3rd District. His website, joekentforcongress.com. His Twitter is joekent16jan19. We're getting a lot of great questions from the InfoWars audience. My only question, of course, is why? Why is Joe Kent the only one saying the things that he's saying? Why don't we have 100 America First patriots in Congress? We wouldn't be in this situation if that was the case. Now, some of the topics that have come up during these conversations have been the problems that Joe Kent will run into, as all patriots do when they attempt to, you know, go up against the deep state and the New World Order and all this other stuff. And one of these is, you know, that you have to constantly be trying to get money. You know, you got to constantly be fundraising, and the party will lean on you and try to influence you and push on you. Something else that we talked about was the lack of voter security, the lack of vote security, the lack of election integrity. And it strikes me that all these problems can be overcome with a crowd of people who are at your back, right? Getting people involved to volunteer, to observe the polls, getting people to send you their money so you don't have to go chasing down corporations to try to get funding. If people get involved, if they get active, and if they support the right candidates, then the candidates can spend their valuable time actually fighting for America. So I think it's so important that everybody find, you know, if there are any other, you know, congressional candidates like Joe Kent, and actually donate your time or your money to help them focus on the fight that matters, which is saving America in this final hour. How can people help you or donate to you or reach out to you, Joe?
Actually, JoeKentForCongress.com is the best vehicle for that. So you can send me an email directly from there. There's a donate tab. So if people can, I'd really appreciate the donation. It'll keep me from having to go, like you said, chase corporations or PAC money. I'm not taking any of that right now. I've put up over $200,000 of my own money up front to fund the campaign, because I don't like asking people for money without putting my own money on the table first. So just like our founder said, you know, we pledge our lives and our sacred fortunes to this fight. And I'm all in, and I want people to support me however they can. Even $5 goes a really long way, because that counts as an individual donation. And it's a very powerful thing. I mean, I think we can really have a bunch of people get out and support America First candidates, and that will free us from a lot of these PACs and a lot of the corporations. So just as you said, that's our pathway to being free from the system that's held so many down before.
Yeah, the system is not going to free us from them. It's got to be up to us to break free from the system. And I'm glad that more people are realizing this. I have a very important call from Cody in Canada. He has a extremely important question for you that I think a lot of our audience will understand and also want an answer to. Cody in Canada, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the air with Joe Kent.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Harrison. I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say God bless you both. Joe, my question to you is, you know, if you were getting your position there, what would you do to help out the Americans that were arrested on January 6th? And since then, that have been locked up, thrown into the jail cells with no, they're not seeing lawyers. This whole COVID thing is destroying their rights. And just what's your opinion on that? And what do you think? What will you do?
So, I mean, this is a huge issue right now. We've just seen this massive narrative coming from the left, mainstream media, that there was this massive arms insurrection on January 6th, and it was somehow inspired by President Trump. There's multiple layers there. But really, to answer your question, we need to demand that there's actual due process given to everyone who's detained right now. It's unbelievable that in this day and era that there's people that have been held since January 6th without being given any kind of due process. So all that needs to be brought to light. All the footage from January 6th needs to be declassified immediately. We need to get sworn statements out into the public from every single police officer that was on duty that day. It's unbelievable to me that the Capitol Police aren't subject to freedom of information requests like every other police officer in this country is, especially ones employed by the federal government. So that the full transparency really to me is the key to punch through the left's narrative. Because right now there's a competing narrative. Those of us that want the truth, we say one thing, then the media machine comes in and says that there was an insurrection and we're being deceitful and we're hiding the insurrection and so that type of thing. So I think the best disinfectant is sunlight. Declassify all the footage, put all the officers that were on duty that day, put them on the record. Those that were in charge of planning for the security that day, get them on the record too and lay that all out in a open session of Congress. So I think, again, sunlight's the best disinfectant. And then it's unbelievable to me that we have people that haven't received due process. If these are the insurrectionists that the left say they are, go ahead. Let's put them on trial. Let's give them their day in court. They're Americans. They deserve that.
Right. And if it's the truth, then they can prove it. And then, we'll all understand it. But it seems like people that actually desire truth are few and far between when the narrative takes precedent over it all. Thanks so much for the call, Cody. A very good question. I know a question a major concern a lot of us have, the mistreatment of those January 6th protesters who are now in solitary confinement. It's incredibly troubling that this is occurring. Let's go to a final call here as we wind down our interview. Stuart in Montana has a question about fighting corporatism. Thank you so much for calling in, Stuart. You're on the air with Joe Kent.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day coming up this weekend to you both.
Thank you.
Here in Montana, we have Senator John Tester, who pretty much disenfranchised the veteran system as he was the head of the board there, but now he's in a position to rerun again for the state, so I'm sure we're going to see a lot out of that. But he did introduce a bill, SJ Res 11, which is a joint resolution proposing to amend to the Constitution of the United States to clarify the authority of Congress and the state to regulate corporations. So they're trying to put a check on it, but corporations are not people. And the big problem we have in the United States is that through backing of corporations and foreign nationals, their voices are being heard louder than we, the people. And if we don't fix that problem between candidates gaining money for their voices to be heard over ours, we're not going to fix anything from voting integrity to the ultimate, even climate change. Their voices are
completely loud. Yeah, completely overwhelming the voices of regular Americans. A fantastic question. I think a line of contention between Republicans, actually. Some are more in favor of corporate freedom, and others say, well, wait, if these corporations are infringing on our freedoms, then they need to be held in check. What's your comment on this, Joe?
If the corporations aren't actually making life better for your average American, then I have no idea why we are advocating on their behalf. Again, I think people get trapped in this whole, we have to support the free market no matter what, because if we don't, then we're socialists. I think that's a trap that a lot of Republicans have fallen into for a really long time. But a lot of these corporate interests, especially that ProPublica article that came out about a week ago about the top 24 or 25 billionaires, these corporate CEOs that are pumping in all the woke capital, shipping jobs overseas, trying to destroy our institutions. We're cutting those guys a tax break somewhere between 0 and 3%. And this has been corporate left and corporate right that's gone along with this, while the average American's paying 14% on average tax rate. So I think we really do have to look at breaking up the big corporations that aren't benefiting the American people, starting with big tech, obviously, because how they've been able to deplatform people, deprive them of their First Amendment, but then also taking away their ability to earn a living. So that's absolutely out of control. Break that up. But then all these different corporations, too, that are responsible for predatory economic practices that haven't benefited the American people and are taking away the individual liberties from your average Americans. I do believe, and this is not a common Republican talking point, but I do believe this is a good place for the government to come in and really advocate on behalf of the people. Because, again, if our government's not working for the American people, then who is it working for? And if the answer is, well, the free market, but then the only people that actually end up benefiting from that are these corporate CEOs who, mind you, want to destroy America by pumping Marxist ideology into America and have globalist agendas, then what are we even doing? What's even the purpose of having a government? So, yeah, I'm all for breaking up these big corporations.
It's such a good point. I just have to laugh because of how insane our situation is and how refreshing it is to hear common sense point out just what is going on in this world. This has been incredibly enlightening. Joe Kent is my guest. JoeKentForCongress.com is where you go if you want to donate or volunteer to help this man get into Congress. His Twitter, JoeKent16Jan19. That's JoeKent16Jan19. Final statement here in the last minute of the program, Joe.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate this network bringing the truth to the American people. So I think a lot of folks after 2020 were a little bit down in the dumps. We thought that it was all over, but it's not. We are the majority of the country. The America First movement is going to take this country back. There's a few urban centers that control a lot of our voting, but we, I think, have been awakened and we're getting organized. We're getting unified. So reach out to your neighbors, reach out to people in your community, let them know that it's not all over. And then we have to really get out there and get active, become community organizers, go to our school board meetings, support good candidates, and just demand better leadership from our government. If you're in Washington State's 3rd Congressional District, I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can to be that advocate for you. So if you can support me by going to JoeKentForCongress.com, making a donation, or coming out to volunteer your time, that's greatly appreciated. I just appreciate everyone's efforts. We can make the government work for us. We can put our country first. We can harness the resources that God gave us here to make this country work for us so we can pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So thank you very much. I really appreciate the support and the time today.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. Don't let this opportunity pass by, folks. Get this man into office.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.